still, pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
The meteorologist mofos talking about we're about to get hit with more snow than Boston, Georgia, and blow. We're expecting 5 to 8 inches. No snowmelt. The last time we were blanketed with this much snow in D.C., the Redskins were a wild card in the playoff. That was in 2007. And guess who we lost to?
Oh.
The Seattle Seahawks, which means Richard Sherman was only 19 years old and probably still cussing people out and ramping and confident. Calling them all kinds of crab trees. Do you guys know I've already watched the Super Bowl on bootleg?
Your bootleg has got it already?
Already. And sure enough, Richard Sherman is really ranting. He calls the Broncos the mediocres. This intense mofo went from Bill Bixby to Lou Ferrigno. But I'm not going to ruin the game for y'all. Y'all just going to have to wait for it. Hey, Leon Jinks, what bandwagon you bringing down?
Who?
Are you riding along with Russell and hating on Peyton, or are you carpooling with Peyton and jumping out of Russell's bait car? Is it the young gun or the old trigger? Is it, hey, Mr. Wilson, or who's demanding? Is it a light skin or white skin? But Russell Wilson and Peyton have a lot in common, huh? Russell's a brother. Peyton's a brother. They're both quarterbacks. They're both in the Super Bowl. And their wives would both get a like on Facebook from J.F. named Who knew? Did y'all see how much money Ice Cube and Kevin Hart made, Ride Along made this weekend?
Ooh.
They almost made like $50 million. So much for Mike Epps and Ice Cube making all about the Benjamins, too. Kevin and Cube are going to be riding along till the wheels fall off that mofo. They ain't going to never be there yet. Kevin Hart's so hot right now, I heard he got a call from Chris Christie wanting to do a remake of Jake and the Fat Man. He wants Kevin to play Jake. Kevin better play Jake. You know how Chris Christie do. He'll jam up the traffic on Kevin Hart's Twitter real quick and act like he don't know what's going on. Did y'all hear Olympian gold medalist Carl Lewis' accusation about Chris Christie?
Yeah, totally.
Carl Lewis said Chris Christie ran him away back in the day. Carl said he wanted to be the first physical fitness ambassador of New Jersey at the time, whatever that means. And rotisserie. He called Carl and told him, nah, don't do it. You're running against my peace, so it'll never happen, Captain. And I personally think that Carl Lewis didn't get Christie's backing because he's a Democrat. Yep, I said it. Did y'all hear Rick Ross bought Evander the Real Deal Holyfield old house in Georgia?
I heard.
It has 109 rooms, 12 bedrooms, 21 bathrooms, and a daycare. The dining room alone can hold 100 people or 25 Rick Ross-sized people.